The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
We know you would like to sit next to him in the dugout or in his office, but this is your chance to chat with the manager of the Minnesota Twins. This is the Paul Molitor Show, sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer. Made in Minnesota, it's how memories are created and legends are made. Now, here are the hosts of the Paul Molitor Show, Chris Atterbury and Jack Morris.
It is a holiday weekend, and we're glad to have you on board. Hope you're having a safe and happy long weekend here, and glad you're spending part of it with Minnesota Twins baseball. Chris Atterbury in studio here at Target Field. Jack Morris is here. Paul Molitor is here as well. We're brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, and it is the Paul Molitor Show. You can join us, as always, 877-388-9467. And, Paul, I've always said, you score 17 runs on Saturday, I can put together a great manager show on Sunday. So thank you for that.
Man, I wish I had more to do with it. A lot of guys yesterday having really good offensive days. And, you know, we haven't put up that many crooked numbers, obviously, for a while throughout the course of the game. We kept adding on. Good to see young Max have a really good day. And he's been playing better. There's no doubt about that, given the opportunity. So, I'm not sure how it'll carry over today. We got a good opposing pitcher in Cole Hamels, but it was nice to be able to enjoy last night after a good win yesterday.
Paul, I think one of the pluses about yesterday's game is it gave Twins fans a little glimpse of the future of what it might be with some of the younger guys. And Buxton and Sano and Kepler all were a big part of the offense yesterday. I think that was a plus that we haven't seen that much of, but, you know, the word on the street has always been this is what could come.
Well, I think that's true, Jack. I think people are looking for reasons to be optimistic about where we might go collectively through the remainder of the season and on into the future seasons. You know, Max, we talk about, you know, him figuring things out little by little, playing better, a little more consistency. Miguel, obviously a little bit of rust, but, you know, he made a nice adjustment. He was having trouble getting, you know, being patient, getting strikes, and he finally got a hold of a pitch. And Buxton, I talked to him during the game yesterday, his first at-bat against Ramos, a guy who's not a particularly hard thrower. And he got out front, and he hit one off the end of the bat foul, and then he hit one off the end of the bat to left field. And we tried to talk to him about slowing down, and the next time up there, he hits one off the right center field wall. So these guys are learning. They're trying to figure out how to play and slow down and stay in control of their emotions, therefore playing better. And when they get results, hopefully it just reinforces those type of things.
Is that odd in the manager's chair versus maybe Terry's chair or upstairs, where you're sitting at the halfway point of a season, things haven't gone your way in the win-loss department, mm-hmm. where you have to balance winning a game today with developing kids? Because at the major leagues, you don't usually talk about that. Usually,
no.
You get here and you're here to win every day.
There, you know, it doesn't matter if you have younger players or older players. There is teaching regardless. I think there's more so when you're trying to get some guys on track and getting their self-established up here. It's tough in some of the situations late in the games when some of our young guys are coming up there and you want them to experience at-bats when the game's on the line. You're trying to figure out, go ahead and let them get that experience of a particular at-bat, or go ahead and maybe give a guy with a little more experience a chance to pinch hit. In all honesty, we had one the other night when Byron was up there in the one-run game, and I decided to let him swing. I had Escobar on the bench against a tough righty. So, you know, you're thinking about those things. And, you know, it's a combination of trying to get these guys to gain confidence at the same time trying to win games when you can.
Through a process where Trevor Plouffe is a little bit banged up with his legs, you've had to put Miguel Sano over at third base. This is the position that I think he enjoys. You can see it on his face. His body language dictates that. And he's done a great job so far over there. It's got to be a good feeling for you to know that, you know, at least for right now, he's showing that he can play that position.
Well, you know, there was a lot of questions being asked about how we were going to use Miguel in his return. I was a little bit hesitant to overexpose our hand because I wasn't sure at that time of who might be going down, whether it was going to be Byung-ho or whatever might have influenced how we used Miguel when he came back. But there is an excitement about him having an opportunity to return to the infield. You know, we've seen even in the first couple of days, he moves around well over there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a little bit of a situation here now with Byung's down in Rochester that we can get Miguel over there some. We can DH him some. You know, it's going to affect Trevor's you know, playing third base on a day-to-day basis. He's going to get his opportunities, but he'll get some first base and DH as well, trying to nurse him back to 100% health.
Yeah, and good sign. Byung-ho Park goes to Rochester, gets a couple of hits in his first day down there. We'll take our first break. When we come back, check in and see where Eduardo Escobar is after yesterday with his ailment. Talk a little bit about Danny Santana and his versatility and more. It's the Paul Molitor Show, and this is your home for Twins baseball.
In the history of Minnesota baseball, there's one name that means legend, Killebrew. So when you gather together this summer, there's only one old-fashioned root beer that delivers that Hall of Fame taste to thirsty fans everywhere. That's Killebrew. Your whole family will love Minnesota-made Killebrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Pick up a cold, frothy Killebrew root beer at Target Field. Then cheer on the fun. Killebrew root beer. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
An ode to Twins fans by Target. We adore you, decked out in your navy and red, often hidden under parkas and hats on your head. You've gone to Fort Myers for a spring training game, and at Gate 34, they know you by name. You come to the game, whether rain, sleet, or snow, the most loyal and dedicated fans that we know. You cheer extra loud when the mascots all race. Your voice is a song we want to hear every day. You make our hearts skip a beat like no one else can. Because at Target, we're a fan of the fans.
Let's hear it for your Kooks All-Star!
Got a favorite?
The whole team's pretty awesome.
There must be a few standouts.
Well, yeah, you got the amazing Arizona Heat bringing the heat on the mound. Original Yellow filling the gap at short. That's Horseradish on the hot corner at third.
Who's in the outfield?
That's Honey Dijon, Stone Ground, and this year's fan favorite, Dusseldorf.
At the ballpark or at home, no one fields a better team of mustards than Kooks. That's Kooks with a K.
Head to your nearest Lunds or Byerly's and pick up some Kooks mustard today.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Happy holiday weekend. It's the Paul Molitor Show. It's brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. How memories are created, legends are made. Going to be another gorgeous day to sit back with a Killebrew Root Beer and enjoy the Twins and the Rangers. Twins a chance to hand the Rangers a series loss for the first time since the middle of May. They are 11-0-2 in their last 13, and it's going to be a great matchup. Kyle Gibson against Cole Hamels here at Target Field. Paul, we saw Eduardo Escobar leave the ballgame yesterday. I know he's not yet. You still don't know whether he's able to go today, but a concern with him health-wise?
Well, it's always a concern when someone has to be taken out of a game. You know, when it first happened, I thought it was something fairly severe. But he went up into the tunnel way, worked with the trainers. He did a little jogging. He said he was okay, and then we saw in the next swing that he wasn't okay. So we're doing a little more further testing this morning to try to make a decision about whether we should give him a few days to try to get back to good health or if we need to make a roster move. The reality is we did bring in a player, Eddie Rosario, for protection, and sometime between now and the next hour or so, we're going to have to decide about whether we're going to DL Esco and activate Rosario or go a different direction.
Now, when he left, Danny Santana came in from center left field. And that's kind of that's his niche right now, his versatility. And coming in the middle of a game like that, he looked fairly comfortable at short.
He did a nice job yesterday. I think that, you know, Danny, for now, you know, his value is his versatility and being able to have a guy that can protect you on a short bench in terms of being an infielder or an outfielder. And I can't tell you when you look down there, you only got two or three names to deal with throughout the course of a game that you got Danny to protect you in a lot of different scenarios. Yesterday, a perfect example. He came in, had a good day at short. He only had a couple chances, but he looked smooth, and he looked fluid, he looked confident. So that's a good sign. You know, left field, center field, infield, that's what he needs to do to bring value to the team right now.
Paul, after watching yesterday's game, I don't think it's ever been more obvious the importance of starting pitching and what it means to every ball team in baseball. The Texas Rangers have been playing red-hot baseball, and yet yesterday their starter couldn't get out of the first inning. They struggled in the pitching department. Obviously, the Twins hitters were on point yesterday. Get a lot of hits and a lot of runs, but you know, Kyle Gibson's going after a pretty good start. His, you know, first one of the year, really, for Kyle. After a win in Chicago, talk about what he needs to do against this offense today.
You know, first of all, in terms of Texas, I give them a lot of credit. As we approach the halfway point, they've been able to make adjustments with injuries to their rotation and find a way to keep winning games. In our situation, we have been talking about trying to stabilize that rotation here throughout the first half. You know, Irvin's picked up the pace, and Kyle's showing signs of life last week. We all know his matchup with the White Sox has been good, and he backed it up and going out there and pitched a nice ball game. So with this Texas team, they have some high-end players. I think Beltre's kind of the guy who stirs the drink over there, but they grind it out. Some of the younger names that maybe aren't as popular as some of the other teams that have stars, they play collectively. They pick each other up. You got to grind your way through the lineup. They swing. I mean, they don't really feel too much. They let it fly, and they got a nice looking team. But Kyle does his thing. His off speed stuff's working. You know, he should give us a chance today for sure.
How big is it for Kyle to throw the change up as well? To have a pitch other than just the sinker and the slider.
Well, you know, you watch him pitch, and when he's got all three, it's a tall order for any hitter. He's not afraid to throw it to righties. He doesn't use it primarily just against lefties. And it's just a feel pitch for him. He can get swings and misses. He can get back in counts. He can get ground balls. So it's the mix of the three pitches that makes him most effective.
Paul is one of the great hitters of baseball all time. You know, I think you can evaluate what it takes in the box as a hitter to face good pitching and talk a little bit about what you remember as the toughest things to have to adjust to. Was it really timing of in and out, plus and minus in the fastball department, change up fastball, or was it more location or a combination of all three?
Well, I always dictated approach according to the guy's fastball. You know, how he could command it on both sides of the plate. Was it one that had a lot of movement, whether it was cut or sink? And you respect guys who have off-speed pitches. Now, the guys that are most difficult are the ones that are unpredictable and they can command everything. You think of guys like Pedro Martinez and Mike Mussina. They were tough because you really couldn't count on any pitch in any particular count, and add to the fact that they're plus pitches. You know, when in doubt, stay in the middle of the field. It makes you stay on the ball, put the ball in play, and hopefully avoid the strikeouts and give yourself a chance to put the ball in play and hopefully do something good for your team.
I want to use that as a jumping-off point when we come back. We have to take a timeout. When we come back, more with Paul Molitor and Jack Morris. It is the Paul Molitor Show. It's right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Okay, so, Sarah, I'm dropping you off at Emily's?
Yep.
And Josh, you're going to?
Soccer, Dad. Soccer practice.
Right. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know when I pick you both up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, and my dorky dad hat, and I'm gonna do my dad dance for all your friends. They'll love it!
Seriously? Why?
Because I like my short shorts. Of course, I could be talked out of it if you guys would just buckle up your seatbelts without giving me a hard time.
It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. And sometimes, all it takes is your parental powers of persuasion.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Good choice. I'll just have to do my dad dance at dinner time. What?
No!
Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
The Twins Flex Plan gives you the flexibility to choose your games and your number of seats. Choose in advance or even the day of the game. So don't plan, Flex Plan. Go to twinsbaseball.com/flex or call 800-33-TWINS to learn more.
This is Savannah Guthrie with an urgent story developing all across America. Despite having more than enough food available, there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks engages local communities in solving hunger by collecting surplus food, giving hope to hungry kids. But they need your help. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports North salutes our nation's heroes with half-price home plate view tickets every Monday through Thursday. Present a valid ID and receive tickets for you and up to three guests. FSN thanks you for your service.
This is the Paul Molitor Show. It's brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. How memories are created, legends are made. We're talking about at-bats. Adrian Beltre, 27th member of the 10,000 at-bat club yesterday. And Paul, obviously, you're on that list. And Pete Rose is like 2,000 ahead of everybody else. It's unbelievable how many he had. You're talking about using the whole field, and we need to talk about what Brian Dozier's done for you in the cleanup spot. His hit streak came to a close yesterday. It wasn't one of those hit streaks where guys get a bunch of one for fours or one for fives. We're talking meaningful hits, driving in runs, scoring runs, extra base hits, and he was using the whole field. Now, Brian will say, hey, I'm just getting pitches. They're falling in. Is there a difference in either his swing at all or how he's being pitched?
Well, I think when he was trying to work his way out of some early season doldrums, he did come out and spend a lot of time for, you know, extended period of time trying to find a way to spread the field a little bit. I think we saw some hits over there for a while. And as he did that, I think he's kind of reverted back to being a little bit more pull conscious. But the fact that, you know, when he was trying to use the whole field, I think it made him see the ball a little bit longer and recognize pitches. And now we've seen more pull side hits, but I think, you know, he's getting better pitches to hit, and he's being a little bit more patient. He's not trying to force the action quite as much, and it's resulted in him making a nice jump, you know, in all categories, production and extra base power. The average has gone up 50, 60 points here over the last month, so he's a much more confident hitter. I think we can just see that in the body language.
Paul, it's my observation. The first couple months, Doge was missing the pitches that he always handled well. And in this last month or so, at least 2.5 weeks where he's hit well, he's not doing that. He's making contact and driving the ball that he should make contact with. Do you see that?
Well, I think that's true, Jack. And you know, a lot of times when you look back to where this season began and where it's gone and how we've had to fight our way through what's been a really tough first half, some of the guys that even, you know, he's not a, you know, a 10-year vet, but he's an experienced player, and he was trying to find a way to pick up the load. And sometimes the more you try, the less results you get. So, you know, you might only get one pitch in at bat that's that you can do damage on. And if you're falling that one off consistently, then you're fighting. So, when you're taking advantage of those mistakes, hitting them like Jack has alluded to, then you're going to see a jump in production.
You know, by the time we talk next week, Paul, the All-Star team will have been announced. We'll be in Texas heading into the All-Star break. Have you heard from Ned Yost? Does he call and check in and say, hey, you know, you're not going to have a guy voted in. You're not going to have a starter. What do you think? Who could help us? And make a case, if you could, for a guy like Eduardo Nunez, who is having a great year, who's meant a ton to your club, but who also has that skill set that in a situation where you're trying to win an All-Star game could really help a guy and give you some options.
I haven't heard from Ned this time around. I know that it is common practice sometimes for a manager to reach out, the All-Star game manager, to try to find out how to assemble a team that's got a chance to win that game. You know, in Nooney's case, I don't see how he can be denied given everybody on our team and what he's done and his consistency of performance. But every once in a while, you get surprised when they make the final announcements, whether it's the fact that each club has to be represented and overload at certain positions, they got to go another direction. So I don't want to assume anything. I'm hoping with the first half he has, he gets rewarded with a chance to go out there to San Diego.
Yeah, and it would certainly seem in a game like that, you need a pinch runner to steal your base. You need a guy who can pinch hit off the bench, things of that nature. I want to get back to this Texas series today because you've mentioned, I think, in very eloquent terms, kind of the things that they're doing well. And you're going to see a bunch of them before the All-Star break. One thing I liked yesterday was even when you guys were up double-figure runs, their guys are busting it down the line on routine ground balls. And I thought that your guys match that too. Even late in a ball game when you're up a bunch of runs, I thought defensively the Twins stayed sharp. I thought you guys stayed very much in the ball game all the way to the end. And sometimes those games can get a little bit looser.
Well, they can. I think the Rangers did, you know, they stayed with the game despite the run deficit, and I think that's what professional good teams do. There's a way to go about your business regardless of the score. And I know for ourselves, I'm sitting over there with a 10, 11, 12-run lead and had some guys, you know, making comments about, you know, we really needed a game like this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying, let's put it in the book first because we have found a lot of ways to lose, and I wasn't assuming anything yesterday until that last out was recorded.
Paul, backup catcher Brian Holiday gets a relief appearance. Do you see a future in the bullpen for him?
You know, four straight. I was trying to think yesterday, Jack, if I ever had an at bat against a position player, and I couldn't recall one, which is kind of odd over 21 years. And I've thought a lot about who I would use in those situations if I need to, because we
can
saw
you share
the,
that.
Well, you know, we have people that are fighting for that role. You know,
everybody wants to get on the mound.
You know, from Esco and Doze and Plouffe, and there's a lot of guys that think they can get people out. But we saw what happened with the guy in Toronto the other day. He actually came in and did a good job and had to pitch in a meaningful situation. Next day on the DL with forearm tightness. So you put a guy at risk when you throw him out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a worst-case scenario for everybody involved.
Canseco, too. Yeah, I remember that one.
You do not want to have to deal with that. We'll take a break. We'll come back one final time. We'll talk with Paul Molitor on the Paul Molitor Show right here on your home for Twins Baseball.
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
This is Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, on behalf of Minnesota Eye Consultants. Minnesota Eye is the preferred ophthalmology group of the Minnesota Twins and is a generous supporter of the Minnesota Twins Community Fund. I had my corrective eye surgery at Minnesota Eye, as have several of our players and support staff. If you have special eye care needs or wish to learn more about vision correction without glasses or contacts, contact Minnesota Eye Consultants. Go to MNEYE.com. For your eyes, do what the Twins do and see Minnesota Eye.
Cancel cable for CenturyLink Prism TV and get tons of HD channels, whole home DVR, and a wireless set-top box. Move your TV anywhere there's power, even outside. It's so much entertainment, you might feel like a Hollywood insider.
Oh, excuse me. I hate to be that guy, but I ordered water with a spritz of lemon. This tastes like a squeeze.
Just don't go too Hollywood. Switch at cprismtv.com or call 855-757-MYTV. Service may not be available in your area. Residential customers only. Restrictions, limitations, and monthly fees will apply. Contact CenturyLink for details.
There's two ways to enjoy the Hall of Fame taste of Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Traditional glass bottles and six packs or by the case, or the Go Anywhere Chill Instantly non-breakable resealable aluminum bottles. Choose your fun and create a legendary memory today. Minnesota made Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Available at Cub Foods for your next get together. Killebrew. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Danny Gladden here to let you in on a little secret for my best night's sleep ever. Look no further than MyPillow. It's made entirely right here in Minnesota. It's backed by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. MyPillow's patented interlocking fill guarantees you the best night's sleep ever. They're also totally washable, so you can wash and dry them at home as often as you wish. Guarantees you the best night's sleep ever. Trust me, I sleep on one. Also, I travel with one. You're going to love it. Order now and get two for the price of one. Visit MyPillow.com. Enter promo code TWINS at checkout or call 800-606-1493.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's a big Sunday here across the network. It's a big holiday weekend. We're with you here on the Paul Molitor Show, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. How memories are created, legends are made. Later, Terry Ryan in studio here with Corey Provis. That's Inside Twins. That's just after noon. We've got the pregame at 12:30. And then at 1 o'clock, it's first pitch. Cal Gibson will throw it opposite Cole Hamels. We're here with Paul Molitor, and Cole Hamels is a guy who last year was a big buzz at the trade deadline, and the Rangers were a team people kind of maybe slept on. They weren't exactly fighting for the top of that division. They made the move with this year in mind as well, And boy, is Cole Hamels, who was so good in Philly for so long, really found a home in Texas, Paul. He's a good pitcher.
He's a really good pitcher. You know, I'm watching video and kind of seeing what he's emphasizing in terms of stuff, and you can't really say one thing. He throws harder than people think. His ball gets on guys. He can cut it. We all know he's got a great changeup, and it seems like as of late he hasn't relied on that pitch as much as I've remembered in the past, because he's got a lot of confidence in his other pitches. Really tough on left-handed hitters. The numbers back that up, that those guys just have trouble centering balls off of him. So we'll have to see how our lineup ends up taking shape once we get the ESCO decision down here. But it's nice if you can put some righties in there to give yourself a chance.
Paul, in between commercial break here, we were talking a little bit about the bullpen and the situation of your guys down there. But I have a different question relating to the pitching, and that is, are you willing to talk about the starters that you're going to use up until the All-Star break? Will Tommy Malone get another start?
Fair question. Tommy is starting Tuesday, so we're going to have to just kind of monitor that. I don't think it's any secret that, although it's only been a couple starts, Tommy's been fighting it a little bit. But after his last start, we talked, Terry and myself, and decided to go forward and give him another opportunity. We're watching these guys down below. I know that a lot has been made about how Jose Barrios has been throwing. Our reports are that the numbers are great. His stuff doesn't quite back it up. But we're watching, and I just think that everyone's a little cautious to get people here too quick and then have to worry about sending them back again. So we're going to make sure this time. Hopefully Tommy responds and have a good start, and we can see what we're going to do. That'll affect a week from today, our last game before the break. That would be Tommy's slot if he has a good day on Tuesday.
Guys, we only have about 30, 45 seconds, and it deserves a longer answer, but the Armed Forces Appreciation Day today. I know, Paul, you've got deep appreciation. You had a little of that when in your days back at Creighton in terms of getting a taste of the military lifestyle. Your thoughts on a day like today to honor those men and women?
Well, it's kind of a thing that's got a lot more attention in the last few years. A lot of the ballparks find ways to honor our servicemen day in and day out, as we do a great job before the anthem here each and every day. But today will be special. We're going to have a lot of the divisions represented out there today. And as part of this organization, I'm glad we can show them a little bit of respect and honor by doing this today. It should be a great day.
Now, what was your rank when you left Creighton?
I was Lieutenant Colonel.
Lieutenant Colonel Molitor joining us here in studio. On behalf of Lieutenant Colonel Molitor and also Jack Morris, this has been the Paul Molitor Show. Stick around. We got a full day of great Twins programming for you as you enjoy your holiday weekend right here on your home for Twins Baseball.